ASSINIBOIA. Seeding has been completed in the region and now producers are working around the clock to protect their young seedlings from hungry pests, according to the crop report to June 6 to 12. Grasshoppers have returned to the region in droves and are beginning to cause crop damage. Some portions of the region received rain this past week while others did not, resulting in a further decline in topsoil moisture and an increase in anxiety around growing conditions. Heavy, localized rain showers hammered some of the region. In extreme cases, some producers received 2 to 3 inches of rain in a matter of hours. The Shaanavan area reported 54 millimeters and the Eyebrow area reported 47 millimeters. Flooding occurred and resulted in crop damage and soil erosion. Pulse crops that are now sitting in saturated soils will be at a higher risk of root rot. Since the rain was so heavy and localized, there was not a widespread increase to topsoil moisture in the region. Most producers are calling for a 3-day general soaking rain to help improve soil moisture. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 53% adequate, 39% short and 8% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 47% adequate, 45% short, and 7% very short. Parts of the region are still experiencing conditions similar to the 2021 growing season. The crops in these areas are in desperate need of rain. Regionally, 80% of the fall cereals, 82% of the spring cereals, 86% of the oilseed crops and 86% of the pulse crops are at their normal stages of development for this time of year. This will quickly reverse if the region does not receive frequent precipitation as the days begin to get hotter. The majority of crops in the region range from good to poor condition, with 56% of the spring wheat, 56% of the durum, 62% of the canola and 60% of the lentils being in good condition at this time. The majority of crop damage this week was due to flooding, insect pests, flea beetle and grasshoppers, and hail. Grasshoppers have been especially bad in the region. Some producers have already applied 2 rounds of pest control products and in some RMs there are considerations being made around spraying ditches to help control the spread of the pest.